Hi, welcome to It's Child's Play with Diane and Bruna.
Hello, hi. How are you, Sam?
Hi. It's been a couple of weeks. I think the last time we uploaded was in and around the 10th of October, so we're just going to fill you in on what we've been doing really since then.
What's happening in our world? Go on ahead there, Diane.
Talk we're looking forward to the schools all stopping. We've been busy, I suppose, getting Halloween camp ready, and we're looking forward to the schools stopping, I think, for a week now on Friday.
Yeah, do you know... Everybody, I think, is looking forward to the break again, and you can see the children all now starting to get tired again. And but we've got a fantastic Halloween camp planned, a wee spooky Halloween camp. So it'll be very exciting for anybody who's joining us in that. So
looking forward to that. And it's been busy in our schools, particularly because there's been parent teacher consultations at all of our schools.
All this week.
And that just means there's no clubs or anything on, the children are out and parents are coming in early. It's just a busy week. But anyway, what have we been doing since we spoke to you last? We have met with an inspirational person in the sector, a friend, somebody who's changed direction in her career, and she's been giving us a little bit of advice about an operations manual that we're doing at the moment. So that's actually quite a mammoth task that could possibly take us the best part of a year to really finish from start to finish.
As Anne says, we want a creative manual that literally says what we do.
And it'll be at different tiers. So obviously the likes of Bruna and I, or Nikolai, you know, the other director, we can kind of see the absolute whole manual. The finance manager may see just have certain elements that she needs to see. And the people working in the units may only see tier one and tier two of the manual. It's just something that we can kind of keep, and it literally is our A to Z in Sleepy Hollow. So we got a little bit of advice, and we have been doing it. You know, to be honest, Denise, our admin manager, has been kind of collecting the data to get us kickstarted off the ground. So we've just been taking a little bit of advice on really how to get it down, how to get pen to paper on
And how to get going, basically, just to get going. So,
looking forward to getting that started.
Sort of, as we say, we have sort of collected the most part of the data, but it's just now putting it all together. So, we're looking forward to getting started that. Possibly after Halloween, we'll start to look at that. So,
absolutely. And then, the next thing after that, then on the Monday week ago, we went down to Dublin for the day. We went down to visit one of our schools that we are hoping to open in the new year. But the school's actually getting a little bit of work done to that, so it looks as if we won't be opening now until September 2020 in that school. But all still, all systems go, and it's just a matter of, because the schools are getting new windows in right throughout, they're kind of transitioning their classes into some of the rooms we would be using. But all very keen to keep going, and we've been
very
involved
in
all of the open nights and everything with that school. And then in the afternoon, we were down to visit two of our friends, Ashley and Mead, who run Explorers out of schools in South Dublin, and they took us around all four of their sites, and it was just a lovely afternoon.
It was a lovely afternoon, and they made us feel so welcome and showed us around all of their settings and what the fabulous work they're doing, and then took us out for a beautiful dinner. So it's really, really, as you all know, we love networking. We love meeting like-minded people like ourselves. So it's wonderful to be able to meet further friends and have new friends in this journey. It's really
And lovely, you know, especially in the island of Ireland, that, you know, that we can link in with other people who are doing a lot of similar things to what we're doing, and then we're not having to go out of Ireland to see that type of good practice. But we have a really good link project kickstarting with them, which we think will take us a year-long project, and it'll involve, you know, our kids and their kids meeting up and us doing a project which we will present at some stage in the future.
So we're very excited about that.
So and brilliant settings, and they're doing very like-minded things to what we're doing, and it's very exciting and will be exciting for us when we move down to Dublin, that we will have friends just south of the city. Then after that, Bruna, you've had a couple of meetings
I sit on the subcommittee of the employers forum, and have been voted in now as chairperson of that, you know, because we don't have enough to do. But so now the chairperson of it. But so we've been looking at sort of what the employers forum wants to do, and we are the people who are trying to sort of source the information of how we're going to get it there. We bring it back to the committee and then we all try to work on it as a group. So I had a meeting with the other subcommittee members, and then we went and met with NISC to talk about their ambassadors program and how they've been doing it. So yeah, both meetings have been really successful. Mm-hmm. And then we had another employers forum meeting there just there on Monday night, so we were able to feedback to the whole committee and about where we're going to go forward with all of this information. So we'll have another meeting next Monday again with the subcommittee to start to try to now collaborate everything that we've got. So yeah, so we're getting a lot of work in the background, so it's really busy.
So NISC, for anybody that doesn't know, is the Northern Ireland Social Care Council, and that's really our sector skills body, really, that looks after kind of all employment issues and in our sector, including the qualifications framework. So it's really important that we have sector skills councils, because they kind of shape our sector. And the key thing, I suppose, about that is getting people to come in and want to work in our sector, and also professionalising the early years playwork sector across Northern Ireland. So we're really wanting to link out, you know, through the subcommittee, the work they're doing is to actually link out into schools and career days, and working even with children who, and young people who are coming out to do work placements, you know, so that they leave any setting knowing this is a very viable career and that you can take your career right up to doctorate level when you work in the sector. It can be at whatever level you want to join it, and you can take it wherever you want to do. So that's kind of the work that's been, you know, that we're doing both in the employers forum and in the subcommittee that Bruno was talking about.
Yeah.
And then after that, after your meeting with NISC and the subcommittee, we were very lucky to be shortlisted for the Family Friendly Employer Awards with Employers for Childcare.
That was a wonderful day. We went to the Gallagher. Beautiful surroundings, you know, no matter what day you're really there, but it was really, really lovely. We've never attended these awards before, so it was wonderful to be shortlisted, and the setting and the surroundings were beautiful and everything. And on top of it was a free event.
It was a free event, and it wasn't one of these, you know, buy a table at £700 or £1,200 or some of the ones we've been in. You know, you go in, you're recognised. It was a lunchtime format. You went in and there was conference stalls there, so you got to speak to actually very meaningful people in your sector, such as the family support. There was all sorts of tables there, labour relations.
Yeah.
There were, I mean, about 20 different tables there.
Finance and things like that.
So it was relevant to go around and make sure that, you know, that you are implementing the best practice, to speak to people. There were financial planners there. It was just very, very useful. And then you were brought down and there were five categories. And we had a wonderful keynote speaker. There was Belinda Brown, who worked for Diageo, and she talked a little bit about her journey, you know, and how she became a working mother whilst working for Diageo, and some of the things that she's done to implement. But it was for working parents, obviously, not just working mothers. So we had been shortlisted for medium-sized employers, and we were delighted to come in, highly commended.
Oh,
in our
we
category.
Were delighted because, you know, when we went in, the competition was so stiff, and we were like, oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I mean, the health and care trusts, the councils were all in for it. So little old Sleepy Hollow, you know, to be recognised in the medium sector as well, which is kind of, because we've over 100 employees, we were kind of put into that category. So we were delighted to come away with highly commended in our sector, and delighted that two of our other colleagues in the sectors also got recognised in their sectors, one as the small employer and the other one on the social, social economy basis. So it's just good to know that, you know, once we're out there supporting working parents, that we can also be flexible and, you know, employers ourselves. You know, we're open long hours, 8 to 6 in our day nursery, so it's important. Things like giving our staff 4-day working weeks. We've brought in outside financial advisors to come and speak to our staff. We're putting in mechanisms where our staff can, you know, phone Employers for Child Care to get help with regards to any benefits that they may be able to assist with. We have council support, counselling teams who would come in maybe for our staff where they're looking after, you know, there may be carers at home outside of work to family members or family, you know, staff. suffer from dyslexia, what kind of mechanisms we can. So it's all about not just expecting our staff to come in and do a 9 to 5 or an 8 to 6 as the case may be, and do their job, and that's all we expect from it. It's what we can do to put in to make sure that we're giving our staff the best so they can be the best for the children in our care. So it was lovely to get recognised for that, and we definitely will go back again next year, and we've come away with lots of ideas of how we can actually take our family-friendly employer, you know, ethos,
yes,
to another level.
A little bit different. Yeah.
Yeah. And then probably one of the hardest things that we've had to do in the last fortnight is we do network. We're out there. We're kind of the face behind Sleepy Hollow. But in the office, we're working very, very, you know, we are peddling more than the norm, I would imagine,
yeah,
behind the scenes. So we are at the fore going out, making sure that our faces are visible, because we want to hear the message of key things like the AGM this year. It was the 34th annual general meeting at Playboard NI. And it's not just an annual general meeting. They always have keynote speakers that come in. They talk about the shape of what's going to happen in the sector. You know, they put forward resolutions for members about what we would like done and implemented in our sector. It's a full morning networking event that we always enjoy going to and participating in. But, you know, we're on a journey, and it's really, really important that we bring our staff on the journey with us.
Very important to us, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, we decided we would sit back and we would be office-based that day, and we would let both our area and regional manager go to that AGM. And they came back and they heard it with fresh ears, they had fresh eyes. And they maybe aren't as complacent going into these things as we are, and they were able to feed back to us,
mm-hmm,
you know, what they had got out of that and ideas that they were able, and in fact, between them, one of them put forward a resolution and one of them seconded,
yes,
you know,
mm-hmm,
a proposal for a resolution. So, you know, unless you put staff in those experiences, you're never going to get that experience. And in fact, they probably went that step further when we weren't there looking over,
yes,
their shoulders.
Yeah.
So that was a huge step for us. And likewise, we have now booked for them to go to the Playboard conference instead of Bruno and I going. You know, we would traditionally usually be there.
Yes.
So that was a big thing.
That was.
Stepping back. So we talked a little bit about the Employers Forum. We had a meeting there on Monday night of the Employers Forum. And, you know, it's exciting work. And part of the thing that I think as an employer in the sector, an employer in any sector, you have to put in to get out. And our sector is facing a crisis of a shortfall and people actually wanting to join our sector. So, you know, employers can't sit back in their laurels, and we're proactive in making sure that we get the right people into our sector. And it's not just for us here in Sleepy Hollow, but it's for across the board. What else did we do? I sit on the board of governors of a local primary school, so I had a finance meeting about that, and actually very useful for me as an organisation, actually, just out of that, because I really now came away from that with a fuller understanding of how school budgets are set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that actually makes me think, you know, about how we could maybe present some of the information we're giving to our schools in a better way. So
so we'll be able to look at that one. And plus, we spent all day Monday brainstorming for our new ideas,
yeah,
going forward and what we want to do, creative thinking.
Our creative thinking and our hopes and dreams book is something very much open.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do have hopes and dreams. Sleepy Hollow is an ongoing organization. We will not stop on our laurels. Children don't stop on their laurels, so we can't afford to stop on ours.
I'm always thinking, what are we going to do next?
Yeah.
What can we do next?
What can we change?
What can we move forward with? What isn't working? What do we have to do? You know, so we have now our board, which we have been writing on all week, and we've now created our hopes and dreams book, and we're recording everything into that. And
yeah. So that's useful,
yeah,
for us to kind of keep focused. And even if it's a hope and dream that only ever stays a hope and dream written down in a book, at least what's in our mind is actually physically written down in a book, and that's helpful for us.
It's actually quite funny because we had wrote down a dream that we would like to do. We're not going to share it with you, but we had wrote down a dream that we would like to do on Monday. And out of the blue, we got a phone call today from somebody asking us advice in and around about this dream that we would like.
Yeah.
So we're going to be meeting up with them soon. So, you know, we were like, oh, we just wrote that down.
On
Monday. Oh, my God, like,
yeah,
we just wrote about that. And I hadn't even really put down how even to start to venture into it. And we just got this phone call tonight.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, writing down, it does turn into
reality.
And this
is where our journals, you know, our personal journals to us and our practice journals, you know, with our hopes and dreams book. But those goals and things need to be written down. If you don't write them down and you,
And you
will forget about
you
them.
You forget. And you know what? It's lovely to look back at your journal at the end of a year, you know, and think, you know, look what we have achieved from January right up to now. Because I think, I suppose everybody's like us, where you're just continuously going forward, and you're just dealing with at the moment things, and, you know, and you never take a minute to actually stop and say, look what we've actually achieved. You know, inside 10 months, look what we've actually done. You're just always continuously thinking, right, I've done that, what can I do next? You know, so.
Or still get that today. Sometimes you can feel you're drowning, but you have to reflect back on actually what you've done.
How far you've came. And you sort of have to think as well that your to-do list will always be a to-do list. You'll always have something on that to-do list, no matter what.
Yeah.
It never ends.
Absolutely. And some of the other things, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about this in our next podcast, but we've set up some new separate Facebook sites. We've set up one, we did have a summer camp one, and we've changed that actually to be our wraparound site. And then we decided we would set up an early childhood site. So we've just got one that's general for Sleepy Hollow Group, and then two specific Facebook pages. And we're trialling something called Workplace, which is another app. Our staff, we do have a good intranet type of service where we would, for messaging our staff, but Workplace just seems to be a nice place that the whole company can go in and share, and it'll be on their tablets, so staff can kind of communicate. We can put one post up there and every single person in the organisation sees it at the same time. So it's good.
And it's working well. I have to say it's
working well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The feedback today at our managers meeting was very good.
Mm-hmm.
We have the photographers in our early childhood centre today, so you can just imagine that there's lots
how busy
of
that is.
Washing faces, changing clothes.
Jumping back in and out of clothes by 3 times.
We were over there yesterday, so you were there for all of the day, and I was there in the afternoon.
So working with our admin manager yesterday, and I'm back there again tomorrow to work with our nursery manager tomorrow. So, just to make sure everything's running the way we want it to be running.
But it's exciting. I love going back, you know, every week to visit. Since we've moved offices, we're not there every single day, so it's good fun.
To walk around the rooms and spend time with the babies and the kids. It really does.
It does.
Yeah. Things are back to what you meant to be doing.
I know. And then our big excitement, I suppose, the other thing that's happening this week is that, well, Amy's going off on maternity leave next week, but a few of the managers are going out on Friday night for dinner.
To wish you all the best. Because three of our managers, five of our managers are off on holidays next week. Goodness me.
Oh, gosh.
So everybody's going off on holidays for Halloween, because it's the last holiday now before Christmas. So
it'd be
all head night on Friday night.
Well, yeah, so it was quite good.
Next week's going to be busy.
That's two social nights out we've had in the last couple of weeks between Dublin and next Friday night. So it's not, it's not all work and no play. There's a little bit of play and socialising
as well. We get asked that
all
the time. We get asked this regularly. People sort of say to us, but do you do nothing
do
but
you,
work?
Do you ever stop? Or
do you
got a family life?
Have you got a family life? I mean, when do you see your kids? We do get asked that. And I suppose people don't see what happens. We post a lot, and we post a lot on social media. But we do have our downtime. We do have a downtime, and our downtime just is really important.
That is really important.
And that's where we sort of do go, and we spend time with the family. We make sure that we precious memories at that point, and every minute's kind of counted for.
And whenever it's not work time, it's 100%
home time.
We've got very good over the years of switching off. I suppose leading and leaving loudly is something that we're quite new at. Whenever the office closes, we leave and leave loudly, and we switch off at that time. And we actually finish earlier now than what we used to. We start later actually in the mornings as well. Yeah. So we actually don't start here until 9:30 every morning, and we leave at 5:30. So our sites are open 8 to 6, and our managers all get 4 day weeks when they're working those hours. But we do.
We did over a 5 day week. So
five day week, and we get a morning off each week. We get 3 hours off one morning each week. So that kind of helps. So it's really, anybody out there who's working 9 to 5, well, we're doing 9:30 to 5:30 with 3 hours off every day. So we're just very good at managing our time. And where we have late nights, we quite often capture that up, with having maybe a later start, or nipping off early if we can, or when we're away for a lot of our weekends and we're at conferences and things like that, you know, that's maybe 2 or 3 hours in our evening. But it doesn't show you that, you know, the afternoon that Bruno and I sat down at a lovely lunch at Portobello Road in London and took in the sights when we were there,
so
we manage our social life very, very well.
Yes.
I suppose on top of that, Bruno and I would say we're best friends. So, I mean, it's when you're working with your best friend and you're having to work late evenings or going away, you know, we have good crack, as they say here in Ireland.
Yeah,
we do laugh. And I actually think some people kind of take our humour. They don't know how to take our humour.
Yeah, I think people don't know how to get us to at times. They sort of just look at us, you know, and we don't always.
Especially the people who work with us.
Yeah, and we don't agree all the time. Like, you know, we can usually tell by each other's faces. Like, it's like, right, okay, yeah, okay. Then. But, you know, that's part and parcel,
yeah.
You know, we can't agree all the time.
So yeah, we believe that we get our work-life balance 150% correct.
We do, yeah. So to anybody out there who thinks, oh, all they do is work, it's really not true.
Okay, guys, well, we'll touch base in another couple of weeks and hopefully
we'll have a bit more news.
Bye. Bye.